Sorry. AJ, was that nerve-wracking at all with all the final restarts, like three or four of them?
Yeah, for sure. It was, you know, it's these restarts at a place like Michigan, you know, it's more dictated off of the guy restart behind you. For sure, you got to get a good restart, good launch. But, you know, I knew, of course, Brandon Jones wants to win the race, and he was the one that kept restarting behind me. But, you know, he was great. He pushed me all the way through one and two. I think he knew that if we got side by side down the front straightaway on this restart, that we'd probably hurt both of ourselves and not give either one of us a chance to win. So for sure, just trying to time the restarts different, the best that I could, get through the gears clean. That was something I struggled with early in the race. So I was a little bit nervous about that. So our car was really good in the short run. So I felt like if I get off turn two with the lead, then we'd have a really good shot at it. But, you know, when you're side by side down in turn one, and Brandon a couple times got a run on the outside when I was trying to defend the inside. So it was definitely nerve-wracking. The second restart, I thought, okay, I have a good one here. Let's stay green. And immediately the caution came out. So my nerves were starting to get a little bit shot there.
And it didn't look like you used the resin too much there on those last laps. How was it? And did it change during the race?
Yeah, the resin, I thought, as the tires went off late in the third stage there on that long run, I started using it in one and two and would gain a little bit of speed from doing that. Just it's not like PJ1 where it's like a massive amount of grip, but it definitely, when I was fighting there, it helped a little bit get the car turned. Three and four, I could never actually ever get to work. I tried to go up there and just was never comfortable. The car never felt good up in it. And I'd kind of slide too far in it and get kind of in that middle area where there wasn't a lot of grip. So, but yeah, it definitely made the restarts interesting, because usually at Michigan, if you're starting on the outside lane, you only have to worry about the car on the bottom of you and kind of like moving up about halfway in that lane, knowing that nobody can get the outside of you. But with that resin, that threw another variable on it, because they could get runs on the outside and get to the outside of you.
Next, we'll go to Taylor. Next, we'll go to Taylor DeSormo. Go ahead, Taylor.
Hi, AJ. Congrats on the win. I guess I wanted to ask, a lot of times after some drivers get a bunch of wins back-to-back, maybe they're not as – the excitement level isn't quite what it was. Maybe after the first one, is it safe to say that's not the case for you?
I appreciate it, first of all. And no, I spent a lot of years in my career in NASCAR, like, barely sniffing a win, even not even close to it, you know, so this, I don't get tired of this. I mean, cause this is, let's call it what it is. I had one win, you know, I had two wins in 2013 with Team Penske on the road courses. And I had the cup win with Tad and Jody and Brad. And, you know, and I went another 5 years with really not even coming close. Just so, yeah, I mean, I'm always going to be excited about it. And, you know, this is why we do this. We're Matt Colling. I mean, his motto's trophy hunting. Like, this is what it's about. And if you're not that excited winning a race, then you shouldn't be in it. So at least on my end, that's never going to go away, because I don't know when it's going to end. So I'm going to enjoy everyone that I get.
Next, go to Steve Kornacki. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, AJ, touching on that, all athletes have a connection to their fans. It just goes hand in hand. But yours seems to go deeper than it does with most people. When the fans are chanting AJ, AJ, and you just come down from the fence, talk about what's going through your mind and what that means to you.
Well, I mean, we wouldn't be here without the fans. And, you know, I won a race in Atlanta last year and there was nobody there. It was weird. And my team couldn't even come into victory lane. I was just standing there by myself. And yeah, it's fantastic to win. Don't get me wrong. We saw the excitement level I had in Atlanta last year, but like when they're there against the fence and they're just screaming, it's like, it brings another level to it. And without them, sponsors aren't going to be here and we're not going to be racing. And none of us are going to have a job when it comes to the motorsport side of it. You know, this sport is driven off of the fans, because if they don't buy the products, sponsors aren't going to want to be here. So I love it. And you know, I'm true when I say this, like, whether you love me or hate me, like, as long as you're enjoying the sport, that's what's fun about it. So, I mean, I believe me, I'd rather be cheered than booed, but like just that energy. And that's what makes NASCAR so special, because it's the passion of the fans. And I love, so when they're chanting my name, like it means so much to me.
Thanks, AJ.
Next, we'll go to Jim Utter. Go ahead, Jim.
Congrats, AJ. I know you were asked this on pit road and you said you hadn't given it much thought, but with the wins now on the ovals this season and your position in the regular season race, how important would those 15 points, playoff points be, and having a legitimate chance at winning a championship?
Yeah, Jim. I mean, for sure. It's a big deal. You know, it seems like from about race four or five on, Austin and I have just traded back points. I think at one time I got it as low as maybe 75, and I think as high as 102 behind it, but it's just kind of bounced back between like those high 70s to high 80s in points. So I didn't really think a lot about it until I was asked. I mean, we're at least got a chance at it the last four races. Really, Jim, the bigger deal still for us is the fact that we just want to make sure our race cars are fast going into the playoffs. You know, I think at worst, we're going to be second now, probably in points, we'll either win or finish second in the regular season. So it's about getting our cars where they need to be. You know, the beginning of the season, they were really fast. And then I felt like we kind of lost a little bit, went searching. Some of that is me, because I haven't driven an Xfinity car around a lot of these racetracks. So, you know, our car was really good today, and we can build off of that. And that's, to me, what's most important, getting ready for the playoffs.
And I know you've talked many times about your relationship with Matt Colleague, but I just wondered if you could tell us a little bit about what you think this past week has meant for him.
Well, I mean, that's a good question. I think it's all a little bit of a shock to us, right? Like it's on the Cup side of it. They've been doing that for seven races, and to win at Indy, none of us really dreamed of it. Like you hope it in the back of your mind, man, it'd be really cool to go win an Indy. But like, I thought the Xfinity race was the bigger opportunity. That's why I was so mad after it. So it's just been great. Matt's getting the recognition that he deserves. So is Chris Rice. And so are all the men and women at Colleague Racing, because Matt is what we need in the sport. We need young ownership that's passionate about the sport, that's willing to, you know, in a way, put the money where their mouth is, and that's what he does. I mean, he supports all of us so much. We bring new companies into the sport. So more than anything, I think it's like to win an Indy was special for all of us, but it's given him the recognition over these last couple of years that he deserves, because he's putting a lot of effort into it and he's putting a lot of money into it. And that's what we need as a whole in this industry.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Chris Knight. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, AJ, congrats on the win. I was just following up on Jim's question. Is there any weaknesses on the 16 team heading into the playoffs? And if so, what do you have to clean up?
Yeah, Chris, I think it's, you know, there's certain areas when we're on, when we hit everything right, I think we're the best team out there. But when we're off a little bit, then our off is worse than some of the other teams, maybe the 22 or the 7, you know, those types of teams, the 54, although obviously Ty won't be running for a championship, but just in general with those cars. So, but some of that's on me, because I've, you know, Chris, like that, talking about not running these races before in Xfinity, coming to these racetracks, I don't know what I need out of the car. I work in sim and I do a lot with our engineers and my crew chief, Jason and Chris and everybody, to try to get what I think I need, but you don't really know until you lay the race car on the racetrack. So, you know, today I thought was a good step. It definitely, I don't think, was the best car outright on, especially the long runs. I thought the 22 was really quick early. And then obviously the one and seven were pretty quick. But you know, it's finding those things so we can go back to some of these racetracks that we've been to for a second time and get everything right, knowing that there's no practice at any of these races until Phoenix. And hopefully put the car on the racetrack and have a lot of speed in it.
And I know momentum is propelling you guys to Daytona, a place where Colleague Racing has shown complete dominance in the past. How is the team outlook overall between the three teams heading there next week?
Yeah, I mean, I won't lie to you. I felt like some of the other cars, other teams on the super speedways over the last year or so have caught up to us. So our outright dominance on speed, you know, like the way we had last year at Daytona, or even early in the season at Talladega last year, isn't quite there, but we still have really fast cars, you know, in ECR and RCR, they build a lot of speed in the motors. we're working hard to always keep working on our super speedway stuff and make sure that we don't just settle for what we have, that we keep trying to make it better. And it's about myself and Justin and Jeb working hard to work together. You know, teams see that and they purposely try to break it up, which I would if I saw it as well. But, you know, we showed at Talladega with Jeb winning, like if we stick to the plan, we can still get those cars up front, have a shot to win.
Thank you, AJ.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Nate Ryan. Nate.
Thanks, Ford. Hey, AJ, got a couple about the celebration. First of all, is this you channeling your new Elio? Are you going to do the Castroneves celebration with the fence?
Well, I wasn't, you know, I did, since I saw Elio on Monday at the Mike Shank, Meyer Shank golf tournament there, I was feeling like I still had some of that energy from Elio. I know I have a lot of energy, but he surpasses me by a lot. So I wasn't going to go all the way to the top of the fence because I wasn't quite confident in my climbing ability, if you really want to know the answer. So I got there and gave it like a half Elio and then made sure I got back down.
All right. I think you did all right. So the other thing I wanted to ask you about, the connection you had with them chanting AJ, AJ, AJ. I mean, as you mentioned, you went a long time in NASCAR without winning. Do you think, or do you sense the last couple of years, are fans like appreciative of your story? Do you think you've become a more popular story because they, you know, sense what this means to you after the way your career started?
Yeah, Nate, I don't know. You know, it's, I think more than anything, and we've all, I mean, all of you that have covered me, good and bad, like, I mean, what you see is what you get, right? Like, you see my emotion, you see the love that I have for the race teams that I drive for, and especially for College Racing. It means the world to me to get these opportunities. And, like, you need to celebrate it. Like, when you win, like, you need to celebrate it, and you know, I don't know, like but that's how I've always been. Like, I love what I do. And when it's going well, because I know when it's going bad, like it's really bad and it can be miserable. So just like enjoy it. And that's what Chris Rice from the start here at Collard Racing, Matt as well, but Chris, especially since I see him so much, I mean, he's pounded into my head, like enjoy this, just be a part of the team, like keep making us better and have, I'm not, sometimes it may not seem like it because of how outgoing I can be, but there's a lot of times I don't have a lot of confidence in myself. And it's like, I'm always trying to prove to myself that I belong here. And so it's one of those things that I have a lot of passion for the fans, for the sport, for enjoying it. And, you know, I don't know, maybe that resonates with people, but what you see is what you get. And that's the way it's always going to be with me.
Yeah, man. I think it does resonate. It was cool to see. Congratulations. Enjoy it. Thanks, man.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Nathan Buckley. Go ahead, Nathan.
Hi, Dan. I'm curious about how the what it was like at Castle Grayson coming off that Cup Series win and then going to, into this Xfinity Series win. What was the week like at Ray Shop?
Yeah, I mean, it was a fun week. You know, Sunday night, we just – Matt and I and Chris, we ended up like legit just staying in the motorhomes there and having a good time talking about it, like laughing. And in a way, like at one point I went late on the back straightaway at 2:30 in the morning, like tears kind of rolling down my eyes because I couldn't believe that it had happened and the way it happened. And then Monday we went and saw Mike Shank and Meyer Shank's golf tournament and had a great time there. And we had a great team lunch on Wednesday, and it's just been a great week. You know, it's in a way where you almost don't want the week to end because this sport sometimes can bring you right back down. And then like this happens today and it's so unexpected again. So it's been a great 6 days, and no matter what, like it can never be taken away from us, especially the Indy win. So like it's been fantastic.
Thanks, AJ. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Take a follow from Bob Pockers.
Yeah, AJ, have you raced Barry long enough to know what he's going to do when he restarts beside you with two races to go? And almost looking ahead to next year, how tough would you expect him to be once he starts getting more of these races under his belt?
I mean, I think Josh is going to be like really, really tough next year. I mean, it's Junior Motorsports is no doubt a great team, been around for a long time. And you know, So I don't come from that world of the short track side of it, but I knew who Josh Berry was for a long time. And I just remember, I think when he ran a couple of races, Junior Motorsports, like a few years ago, maybe Richmond was one of those races where I thought he almost won that. Like it's, he can get it done. So he's going to be really strong. You know, that first restart where I started on the bottom of him, I got a great push on the bottom and thought almost cleared him, but he got a great run. And the other couple of restarts, it was more about Brandon pushing me. I knew if I could be side by side with whoever was starting on the inside of me getting into turn one, like I didn't have to worry about them, but I had to worry about Brandon behind me. So, but yeah, Josh is going to be, he's going to be really, really quick next year. And he's going to be a guy that you're going to have to contend with for a championship.
Thanks. We'll go to Eric Young. Go ahead, Eric.
AJ, this is your third victory on an oval. You're kind of known as a road course guy. Does it mean more to you to get an oval win, or are they all the same for you?
No, I enjoy them all. You know, the ovals are cool. It's fun to go out there and win on them because I hadn't done it for so long. So the last couple of years have been pretty awesome, but I just love winning. Like I haven't, it's fun. It's fun to win with collared racing. So beggars can't be choosers. I've always been taught that. So I'll take them anywhere I can get them.
Thanks. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Rob Tiongson. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, AJ, congratulations on win number 3 of 2021. While you dominated today's race, my first question is, how difficult is it to win in the Xfinity Series, given that there's close competition, the possibilities of overtime restarts, and, oh, yeah, you know, the grueling summertime conditions?
Yeah, Rob, it's tough, the Xfinity Series right now. You know, it's 12, 15 cars really deep of really fast cars and great young drivers. And you got to be on your right game. You know, I mean, I thought our car was really good early. And then as I said, we got tight. So we weren't going to probably win on the long runs, but short runs, we had speed, but you got a lot of young aggressive drivers on the restarts that you have to get after it. And that's the way it is. And these races are shorter, so everybody's more aggressive. So yeah, it's hard to make a mistake and come back from it. So it's anytime we can win one of these races, it's special.
Absolutely. And then my last question for you is, you know, how surreal is it to have this winning streak, given all you've overcome? Because I think of an interview we did at this racetrack in 2017, and you were pretty much down and out. And I asked you a silly question like, hey, you know, how do you think of your season's progress? And you're like, that's progress. And I look at you now and you're having a heck of a season. So, I mean, how does it feel to have this momentum riding into the playoffs and knowing that you're not riding off the the tales of Mr. Tickles?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, it's to have the week that we've had, to have the season that we've had in the Xfinity Series, and we still got a long way to go. So I think that's more than anything. I don't try to like look at the past or like even look towards the future about the championship. I try to live in the moment because I know some of the bad moments I've had in my life during this time of the sport. So just live in the moment, enjoy it, and keep trying to get better every week.
Thanks, AJ. Best of luck next weekend.
Thank you.
Next, we'll take a follow from Nathan Buckley. Go ahead, Nathan.
Sorry, got my next one about. Hey, AJ, I thought of another question there. Taking a look at your team at Cali Racing, you know, maybe a few years ago was seen as, you know, had a good shot at restricted plate tracks. And you were kind of built into the road courses. Now you're starting to get your way into these kind of, you know, normal tracks, D-shaped ovals. We have a good mix of those in the playoffs. So how does that boost your confidence knowing that Cali Racing is becoming from a one type of track team to expanding more and being good at some really good tracks?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you have to do to win a championship. And, you know, for the last couple of years, I think it really starts with Justin Haley, like starting to lead the team in a really good direction. And then Ross was really good at a lot of these racetracks. So, you know, that helped develop the cars and obviously what I could do on the road courses. So, you know, but that's still part of it. That's when we go to some of these racetracks, and in the past, Collard Racing hasn't been really good at them. So we're all learning together at times. And that's, what it's all about is, you know, and it's hard when you have success that sometimes there's going to be weekends where you're like, hey, we haven't been very good here. So we took a guess at it and it's still not great and we got to keep working on it. So, you know, I think the bigger deal is having everybody on the same page, everybody kind of in the war together and having each other's backs, knowing whether it's a good or bad weekend and just trying to build it together. And that makes it easier when you don't have to be defensive about you or, you know, or somebody in the shop being defensive about their work. You know, when we all look at each other and say, hey, we're in this together. So let's learn together and let's go through the ups and downs together. And that's what makes it a lot easier here at Colorado Racing, because that's the way it is. So I like where we're at, but we still got to be better. We still got to keep getting better and know that some of these racetracks we got to be better at. And at Phoenix, hopefully we get there in the final four, and that's one of them. So step by step here.
All right. Thanks, AJ.
All right. We had time for one more. We'll take it from RJ Starcevich. Good, RJ.
Hey, AJ. So I love the saying at college, not college itself, trophy hunt. It's a little different for you this season. You're also championship hunting. And is it like, do you see it as a bonus almost that you get to put these trophies together and cherish them, and you also get to lead up to possibly a championship run later in the season?
Yeah, I mean, that's what makes Matt Colley such a fun and fantastic owner to work for, because he truly is trophy hunting. Like, I mean, it's no joke. Like, he doesn't care about the prize money, about any of that. It's like he wants trophies and he relays that to us. And that's what last week was at Indy. Was I don't care if you tear this car up going for the win. He'd rather me tear the car up going for the win than just going, hey, we had a great day that we finished fourth. So when you work for somebody like that, it makes it easier to drive, because you got a little bit of pressure off you in the sense of like, he doesn't care about anything else. He wants us to just go win. And along with that, if we win, now if we make ourselves a championship contender and we get to Phoenix, that's a huge bonus. And now you start to believe it. So, but I don't, sure, if we do everything right, there's a championship possibly at the end of all this, but we got a long way to go. So we just live in this moment. This is a great day, but we know we got to even get better from today, and we'll be ready for Daytona next week.
All right, AJ, well, congratulations on back-to-back wins, and enjoy the rest of the week, and we'll see you at Daytona.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for everything that you do.